We've got our guest on the phone all the way from India. His name is Vijay Raj. I saw an article about him online, and I asked my producer, Andrew Paul, to get him for me, and Andrew gets everyone. He is a vicious attack dog. Thank you, Andrew. And he got us Vijay Raj. He's a research associate for developing countries for the Cornwall Alliance. He's a contributor to townhall.com. He lives in India, and his topic is climate change. And like me, he doesn't believe there is really any, well, there's always been climate change, by the way, but there's no global warming. There's no Arctic climate change. It's a fairy tale. Vijay Raj, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Wayne.
So tell us your thoughts. You know, you're a big shot. You're a researcher. You're a scientist. I'm just a political guy. I don't believe there's global warming. I don't believe there's any real climate change, although there's always been climate change. Sometimes it's hotter. Sometimes it's colder. But my point is, it's not man-made. And the world is not ending tomorrow. The seas are not going to drown us. The fires aren't going to burn us. The hurricanes aren't worse than they used to be. This is all a bunch of liberal claptrap. It's a lie. Tell us what you found.
You're right, Wayne. When you say that climate has been changing all along, you're right. And yes, climate change is real. Almost all climatologists on both the conservative and the liberal side, they accept that. But the real question here is, how much of that is true? Like, is it man-made? And the answer is very clear that we have very little power in our hands to actually change the climate. It's not like a temperature knob in our house, which we could turn. So, if you take the climate for the past 2,000 years, there have been two instances in which the climate has been much higher than what we are facing right now. And it had nothing to do with human emission of carbon dioxide or anything to do with our civilization. So you're right when you say that the climate has been changing all along. And this whole climate change saga, it all began in the 70s. So it was just 50 years of fake propaganda about doomsday, climate doomsday, and they call it year after year. The only funny part about it is that it never arrives.
Now, you mentioned, we're talking to Vijay Raj, who's a research associate for developing countries for the Cornwall Alliance. He's a contributor to Town Hall. He lives in India. You mentioned there were two instances in the last thousands of years where the climate was hotter than today and it had nothing to do with humans. And therefore, that shows you how ridiculous this all is. But more importantly, the two times it was hotter than it is during our period of supposed global warming, did the earth burn up? Did the seas cover the land? Did everybody die? What were the results of those two periods that were warmer than supposed today's global warming?
Oh, Wayne, you should, all your listeners would be surprised to know those two warm periods were the only two warm periods in which humans were able to cultivate the maximum amount of crops. And actually, it was the two periods in which the human civilization flourished in the recent past. And to the contrary, what the climate alarmists have been telling us, hot temperatures actually help us. For instance, right now we have the highest agricultural produce across the globe. Every major agricultural country has been producing a record amount of crop growth, and that has been the case in those two earlier warm periods as well. One during 0 AD, which is around the time of Christ, and the other is around 1000 AD. Those were the two peak warm periods, and it caused no damage whatsoever. To the contrary, it helped human civilization to flourish.
All right, so Vijay Raj is telling us all, and we're talking to him all the way from India. Thank you for being on the line with us, by the way. I saw an article about you, or by you, I guess, in Town Hall, and I told my producer, Andrew Paul, to get you on the line because I thought you were great. And, you know, what he's telling us is, correct me if I'm wrong, that number one, it's not man-made. And number two, when the earth warms, it's great for growing crops. It's great for farmers. It's great for feeding the entire world. You know, people don't have to starve to death. There's more crops and food than there's ever been. Have I got that one right?
Yeah, that's accurate. That's very right. Because the only time we suffered as a human civilization was during the Little Ice Age in the 17th century, when the earth's temperature dipped. So we are being fed lies every day that hot temperatures are bad for the earth, where in fact hot temperatures along with increased carbon dioxide concentration in our air has helped the plants grow more. And even the recent research studies from the past 3 years indicate that the earth is much more greener today than it was 2 or 3 centuries ago. So, yeah, you're right.
Why do you think, Vijay, and I know I have my own thoughts, I'll follow up after I hear yours, but why do you think all these scientists are so vested in trying to prove that we have man-made global warming and there's going to be drastic results and everyone's going to die and cities are going to be covered with water and hurricanes will take us down and fires will take us down? What do they get out of it by all conspiring together to bring up something, global warming and climate change, that doesn't even exist?
If I can sum it up in one word, that would be money, because their very livelihood depends on this whole climate change circus, where from the top, where the policy makers make the decision, to the funding that flows to the universities, to all the clean energy industries, they all depend on this circus. So what they believe and what they promote through the mainstream media, that dictates the flow of money. So that's the key thing. So if they are to deny their propaganda right now, it would stop the entire circus.
Yeah, I mean, just what I thought. I mean, that's it. It's about money. It's about government grants. I just read a new book out, by the way, about what a fraud climate change is, and that book told me something I never knew. I really did believe one thing. There was once a study that said 97% of all scientists and researchers believe there's global warming. And so, you know, they can't all be wrong because 97% believe it. This book proves that's a total lie. One guy did the math, and the math is a fraud. Basically, what he did was there were like 20,000 scientists who issued papers about global warming, and it turns out that half of them came to no conclusion whatsoever. They weren't sure if there was or there wasn't, or they believe there wasn't. And the other half believe there was global warming. He decided to throw out all the half that weren't sure, and he said 97% of the remaining ones who all said there was global warming all agree. Well, of course they did. If you throw out all the ones who don't agree, the ones that left are all going to agree with you. So it's a total fraud to say that 97% of all scientists agree that there's global warming. That's not true, and I'll bet you every one of the ones who agree is under a government funding contract, and it requires there to be global warming for them to get their government funds, right, Vijay?
Yeah, that's right. The 97% consensus, it has been debunked by many papers, but as you can imagine, they've come back with responses to that, but all have fallen short of proving that that is the actual consensus. And you're also right that many are afraid to come out of this, and it has year after year we have many scientists who come out and say that they were actually forced and coerced into giving their consent to a dangerous man-made global warming.
Right. And I, you know, by the way, just in a kind of a funny part of this segment, not that it has anything to do with science, but I've been known as the number one sports handicapper in the United States of America for 32 years, long before I got into political punditry and political talk radio and became a well-known conservative. I was the king of Vegas sports gambling. And I figured out a long time ago, I don't have to do a lot of work. I don't have to do a lot of research. I don't have to do a lot of math. All I do is I ask 20 people who I consider to be losers who do nothing but lose. And of all 20 of them believe the same team's going to win, it always loses. Never go with the side that all 20 are on. And so if 97% of scientists do agree and have consensus, that probably means they're all wrong. You never want to be on the side where everybody agrees, because throughout history, every time everybody thinks the stock market will not crash, it can only go up, it crashes. And when they think it's you know, got nowhere to go but down, 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 it goes up. People are usually wrong about everything. So if 97% of scientists agree, it probably means there is no global warming anyway, even if that was true.
Yeah, and Wayne, I have news for you. Science doesn't work by consensus. Science always works by a contrary hypothesis being brought forth there by a person who critically critics an existing thought. So that has been the way empirical, evidence-based science has worked all along. So for us to...
Hey, Vijay, we got to run. When you hear the music in America, it means the segment is up. and we're always up against the clock and the news and the ads and sponsors and all the above. But we love to have you on, VJ Raj, because we like to hear someone with a scientist's mind who hasn't been brainwashed by liberals and government funding. So VJ Raj from the Cornwall Alliance, contributor to townhall.com, great job. And we'll have you back again. We love hearing your thoughts. Thank you, Mr. Conservative Scientist. VJ Raj, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio.